its own Midwestern womb. Sorry if I get a little Homeric at times. That's genetic, too. 3 months before I was born, in the aftermath of one of our elaborate Sunday dinners, my grandmother, Desdemona Stefanides, ordered my brother to get her silkworm box. Chapter 11 had been heading toward the kitchen for a second helping of rice pudding when she blocked his way. At 57, with her short, squat figure and intimidating hairnet, my grandmother was perfectly designed for blocking people's paths. Behind her in the kitchen, the day's large female contingent had congregated, laughing and whispering. Intrigued, Chapter 11 leaned sideways to see what was going on, but Desdemona reached out and firmly pinched his cheek. Having regained his attention, she sketched a rectangle in the air and pointed at the ceiling. Then, through her ill-fitting dentures, she said, "Go for ya, ya, dale moo." Chapter 11 knew what to do. He ran across the hall into the living room. On all fours, he scrambled up the formal staircase to the second floor. He raced past the bedrooms along the upstairs corridor. At the far end was a nearly invisible door, wallpapered over like the entrance to a secret passageway. Chapter 11 located the tiny doorknob level with his head and, using all his strength, pulled it open. Another set of stairs lay behind it. For a long moment, my